Bob White. I'm the chair of the Department of Sociology and a professor in the department. And I've been working with the Center on Digital Scholarship for some time. It all begins, really, for me, out of a conversation with Dean Lewis, in which he was talking about digitization. And I mentioned that I had some newspapers from Irish political groups that are political fringe groups that the United States Department of State has defined actually as terrorist organizations. And it'd be kind of interesting to put them up as part of my scholarship and as a way of providing information to people. And Dean Lewis was interested, I think in part, you know, he could speak for himself, but I think in part was just to engage in the experience of putting a newspaper online, making it available to a different audience versus much of the scholarship that is available and the collections that are available, like the Indianapolis News, for example, which I was just looking at today. And so we put up a newspaper called Saoirse, which means freedom in Irish, and then we put up another parts of another newspaper called The Sovereign Nation. And from there it kind of blossomed to that today there's several projects that are available through the collection. It's called the Irish Republican Movement Collection. We're in the, hopefully, the end stages of putting up an Irish American newspaper called The Irish People, which, I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds, perhaps a thousand issues of that paper up. It was in print from, I think, 1972 to around 2004. And what that does is it gives a more American angle to the Irish Republican Movement collection. And I've actually been using that to confirm and get contemporary accounts of events in Ireland and or the United States. To give you an example, in February, I think it was, of 1982, a guy named Danny Morrison and another guy named Owen Caron were stopped outside of Buffalo and not admitted into the United States. They were part of, they were elected, well, Owen Caron was the elected MP for Fermanagh South Tyrone and an Irish Republican. He was the person who succeeded Bobby Sands in that seat after Sands died on hunger strike. And it was just interesting to look at the account of their arrest, not from an Irish perspective, not from the New York Times perspective, but from the Irish Americans who were, many of whom were actively supportive of Sinn Féin at the time. And you get a certain amount of detail in their account that you wouldn't necessarily get in the other accounts. Now, what's fun is that the collection is open access and available throughout the world. And on occasion, Jenny Johnson, one of the digital librarians, will help me. She helps me a lot with the technology things. But I mean, people from all over the world have asked parts of that collection. And that's really cool. And we're not talking about three or four people, but some of those, Saoirse has had thousands of hits. And I'm, on the one hand, amazed, and on the other hand, very, very pleased with how it's all, you know, turned out. Once we get the Irish People up, I mean, that's going to be available. Think of all those Irish American programs in Irish studies, scholars, students, the general public, and it's going to be out there for all of them. And I think as a member of the academic community, that's really what we're about, is providing knowledge, information to people, and hopefully free of charge. And, you know, what did I can't think of many things that are better than that.